Okay, TV to watch this week. Before we get into it, Boyd, X Factor last night, it's back in, everyone's talking about it today, but not saying this is a great final, which it is, but all about Gammon Ham Mary leaving last night.
Tesco Mary.
Sorry, that's right. Tesco, which you can buy, no doubt, the Gammon Ham there. Leaving sure to go through.
Yes.
So what was the thing with the sudden...
Well, usually, every single previous semi-final of X Factor has gone down to viewer vote, and they stopped doing the whole... the judges getting a say at this stage. That goes out the window, and it's down to the viewers, and they just do whoever comes last in the viewer vote doesn't go through. But this time, all of a sudden, and everyone was led to believe, I think Louis said on the radio that it would be down to the viewer vote, and press information led you to believe it would be the same thing. So it was all a bit weird, and then at the last minute, they clearly decided, oh, no, no, we'll do a normal thing, we'll go down to the judges. It could have gone to deadlock, but no, Simon, in the end, decided to put Cher through. No great surprise, he clearly loves it. So everyone's up in arms, that feeling they've changed the rules at the last minute again, and it's all a fix, blah, blah, blah.
I feel sorry for Cher now, because she seems to, through no fault of her own, be getting a lot of vitriol on Twitter and Facebook. It's not my fault. I had to vote four times for Cher Lloyd yesterday, because kids love her.
Really?
And I think she's quite
good. They prefer her over One Direction?
No.
Oh, OK.
So I had to vote for those five times.
God, it's a major expense, isn't it?
I'm into Cow for, you know, quite a bit of money, to be honest. Seriously.
That's incredible.
I'm bankrolling that Mr. Top's haircut he has, single-handedly.
Yeah.
Probably £9 a week is all it costs to get done. So it'll be a good final, though. Who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, it'll be a good final. I think
Matt or One Direction?
Between the two. Yeah, very tight between the two. Yeah, I can't decide. And the thing about Matt is he could do a bad... Like, I think Matt's performance on Saturday, the second one, was terrible, wasn't it?
He's not been right with his voice.
He's not right with his voice, but the first one was great. So yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, so you couldn't really blame the second one on his voice.
No, and I like the fact that he took it very well as well. He just said it wasn't good enough.
Yeah,
and he can't believe I'm through. And he didn't do his usual.
Yeah. So I think potentially he could, you know, be bad at the final, at least one of his songs. Whereas One Direction kind of like...
Because they're
getting better.
They're more confident.
They're confident, and nothing's going to go wrong with them. You know, so I think it might be them.
And I tell you now, because whatever happens, One Direction are going to make a lot of money for Simon and themselves.
Oh, if they released an album tomorrow, it'd be the biggest album of the year.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be huge.
And the Harry guy, who's very good, and they're all sort of super charismatic one, in 2 or 3 years' time will leave that band.
Of course.
He'll be like the Justin Bieber of this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he pretty much is already. Yeah. He's probably... wondering whether he should go solo now.
He does look like he's got one eye on the door, leaving those kind of Jack Wills losers behind.
He's in charge. He's in charge of that band.
Now, I've never seen Coronation Street, Boy Tilton. Should I watch it this week? I've never seen it.
You've never seen Coronation Street?
That's
incredible.
No.
It's been going for 50 years, so you've had enough opportunities.
Boyd, I only joined Facebook 2 weeks ago. There are Maasai tribes that are on there. So, I mean, it's quite a month for me, but we're joining Facebook and possibly watching Coronation Street.
It's a big month. Yeah, if you're going to watch it at all, watch it this week. It's on all week. It's the 50th anniversary.
So Jeremy Hunt turns up in it. James Naughty is a new foul-mouthed local.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
So what's the crash?
There's a big crash of a tram.
Right. I'm not bothering. No. I like 24 and that's going to be a tram.
Yeah.
How can
it's
you
like
have a
modern tram? It's not like one of those old ones that goes up
the
street.
But they go about 8 miles an hour.
I think they go faster than that these days.
They go faster than
is
that.
Is it like speed?
I believe
is
we have a train net tram it? Expert in the studio.
The tram must always go at 30 miles an hour above.
Yes. It's going to go on.
In my rail magazine, which I buy fortnightly, they're replacing...
Are you not on some kind of watch list?
No.
WikiLeaks.
They're replacing the trams in Manchester at the moment, and one of the old trams they've lent to Coronation Street for part of the filming of this, because the tram actually comes off the viaduct and comes down onto the street.
It goes
so
off
it's not
the viaduct.
Sort of like, exactly.
It's going to be better than 24. You know, 24, all right, nuclear explosions and
so you're
this,
saying there's going to be like a George Mason character that's got to drive the runaway tram into the desert just outside Manchester and blow it up. Is it radioactive tram?
It's a radioactive tram, yeah. It's containing nuclear fission or something. No, it's going to be a very British... soap disaster. I mean, these things are always slightly embarrassing. Not that I'm saying it will. I have no idea if it will be or not. It's going to be.
So, how come you haven't seen the tapes?
Well, do you know what? I can watch it. It's on that ready to air system. Yeah. Which is, I'm about to. I was going to go and watch it in the office, but, you know, I haven't had a chance yet. I've been busy. You know, I had to watch Tron and, you know, X Factor. But anyway, but it's going to be exciting. But the big one, so that's the setup of the week tonight, the double episode. And you can see the first ever episode between them. So you can catch up. You can see the first
I've got 50 years worth of box sets to get.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, tonight.
So you can see that. And then on Thursday is the hour long live episode, which will be very exciting.
So hang on, it crashes tonight.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then it's aftermath.
How slow are the emergency services up there in Manchester?
Well, they're quite slow, yeah.
The traffic's really bad.
It's different there, yeah.
So what happens Thursday for an hour?
Well, Thursday, well, the whole week is called four funerals and a wedding, so there's going to be a lot of death and disaster.
Oh, no, nothing yeah. says, you know, I've got the Christmas tree up. I must sit down for some misery from up north.
It's going to be up northern misery, yeah, it is, to be fair. But, you know, it's going to be emotional, that's all I can say.
So what, a load of characters are going to be killed off?
Yeah, four, apparently. Yeah, as
not Ken Barlow, though.
We don't know. It could be anyone. We speculated in Heat this week which ones we'd like to see go.
So who will go? Do you watch it, Rich?
I do watch it, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's more cheery than EastEnders, generally.
Except this week.
I mean,
except this
week. Radiohead are more cheery than EastEnders. Not difficult to say it's more cheery than EastEnders.